Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nazir. We know that if the Nazir becomes Tameh on the day that he's supposed to bring his Karbanos, the Tanakhama says he must redo 30 days, and Rabbi Eliezer says he just has to become Tahor, right? He has to do 7 days. He has to repeat 7 days because he has to become Tahor, and then he can bring his Karbanos. What if, asks Mishnah Yalv, Misha Nizrak Alav Echa Ben Adamim, what if one of his karbanos was brought, he shechted the first karban, and the blood was sprinkled on his beach, v'nitma, and then he becomes tameh. So he's not done yet, but he's tameh. Well, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, so sir sakol. Rabbi Eliezer says he loses it all. Now, it does not mean that he loses his nazirus. He doesn't have to repeat any days in nazirus because he finished those. When we say Soser Sakol, it means he loses any Karbanos that he brought. He must redo all of his Karbanos after becoming Tahor, which is, of course, going to take him 7 days. V'chachamim omrim yavi shar Karbanosa v'yatar, although not in that order. The Chachamim say, so he only has to bring the rest of the Karbanos, again, once he's Tamei. So they agree with Rabbi Eliezer about that part. He has to now go make himself Tahor, go through the process of the Paraduma, and that's going to take him 7 days. At that point, he does not have to repeat the Karban he already did. He only has to fill in the Karbanos that he didn't finish yet. And now we have a proof story to support the Chachamim's position. Amrullah, they said to Rabbi Eliezer, Ma'ase b'Miriam ha-Tarmudis. It's a story about Miriam from Tarmud. This exact thing happened to her. Shenizrak al echad ben adamim. One of her karbanos was brought and the blood sprinkled. Ubov amrula. And then messengers came to tell her, your daughter is very, very sick. Albita shaisu mitzukenes. Her daughter, something happened to her daughter. She was sick. She was in an accident. Something terrible, terrible happened to her daughter. And of course, like a good mother, she rushed out of the Beis Hamikdash to go to her daughter. V'holcha umitza'ata shemesa. And unfortunately, Rachmana Litzlan, it should never happen to anybody, she shows up to the hospital and her daughter is dead. And naturally, of course, she's now Tameh. But she already started bringing her Karbanos. That's exactly our case. V'yamru Chachamim, and our Chachamim say, and at the time when that happened, the Sanhedrin, the rabbis told her, Tavi Shar Karbanosa Titar, that she just has to become Tahor and then bring the remaining Karbanos after she is Tahor. And so that is proof, Rabbi Eliezer, that our position is correct.